This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. On this Sunday morning, it's the third day of November. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. You know we're normally here on Saturdays too, but college football just puts us in the back burner for a few months, and then we will get it back here next month. But either way, we've been with you for lots of years, and we want to just thank you from time to time.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
There you go. Shout out to Chief Brandon. He's in the truck, he just told me.
Oh, good morning.
Man.
Morning.
Shout out to him. We're going to revisit something in a second. We got Terrell here on the phone who's going to come on, but Noelle, being the great producer that she is, jumped on something we had talked about the last segment, the whole
all over
Gap Band. You played the music, and that reminded me of an interview I saw Dave Grohl give. Dave Grohl, of course, from Foo Fighters, but of course we got introduced to him on a national level as the drummer of Nirvana. And so anyway, he was just throwing praise at some of his early musical influences and talked about how he ripped off Gap Band, Cameo, bands like that when he played, especially on Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana's biggest album. And so Noelle heard that, and she went, wait a minute, he's right. And then she went and found it and played it at the end there. So if you didn't know what that was.
She is so good at doing that.
Yeah, she is. She's great. So if you didn't know what that was, we're going to play it again. But I wanted you to have that context as we play it the next time. We got the casting call coming up next, so we'll do it coming back from that. All right, you ready to talk to this dude from Philly?
Absolutely.
Even though he raised his family here in Georgia. We got to talk to him about. We'll get to the Hawks and all this sort of stuff. But what's with that Joel Embiid up there, man? Pushing photography, pushing people like you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys? How's everything?
Yeah,
everything is well. Everything is well. And it was a lot of commotion last night. I'll say at the Wells Fargo Center at the Sixers. Fell and caught another loss, and after the game where the Sixers lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, Joel Embiid did have an altercation with a fellow reporter, as you just mentioned up there. It's been a lot of chatter so far, especially in Philadelphia, about the situation yesterday. The NBA has already announced that they're going to investigate and see what's going on. The story has also been circulating as well, and he's a well-known reporter not only in Philadelphia but just in the sports business as a whole. And in the story, he hit some sensitive spots, speaking on Joel Embiid's son and speaking on Joel Embiid's brother who was passed away. So I think it'll be very interesting.
What brought all that in? What brought all that in?
That you know, I don't know. And I do know that in my personal opinion, it's a code of conduct that kind of should be followed for all of us as we're reporting and just kind of sticking to the sports aspect of it. So, you know, I won't say Joel Embiid should have physically, contacted the gentleman, but I also believe that the gentleman's story and his words were a little harsh, you know, outside of just the lines or the parameters of basketball. So I don't know exactly, like you said, what sparked him to go that far or dig that deep when speaking on Joel. He was pretty much speaking on Joel not wanting to play the game of basketball.
There you go. There you go.
Giving reasons why he felt Joel wasn't playing the game of basketball or standing on his words of kind of wanting to leave a legacy and such. So
Terrell, listen. No, I'm sorry. I cut you off there.
No, you're fine. I'm just going to say, very strange situation, but I'll be interested to see what comes about all of this.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I think, and this is my opinion, you tell me if this is fair or not, Joel Embiid is a bit of an enigma. In that, when you talk about people who will eat through tree bark to win a game during the playoffs or play hurt, we've seen that from this dude, right? But, at least from our seat here, not necessarily in Philadelphia, he's kind of like you never know which way the wind is going to blow with him from time to time as far as when he's going to get into the game, how hard he's going to play. Moreover, that's throughout his career. Let's just spend the last 6 months talking about what he has done very visibly, and that is limp through last year's playoffs in a way that you thought this dude really needs to rest this offseason, but yet laces him up for the Olympic team. And you knew that that stretch was going to have some effect, at least we believed, on the beginning of this season. And by the way, since we're talking about him, let's throw Kawhi Leonard into that too. Two guys who should have been relaxing and resting up for their teams that pay them this upcoming season, but yet wanted to go get that gold medal. How you feel about that? Is that fair?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like that's a fair point. And we saw Kawhi actually backed out. He said, you know what, I'm going to take some initiative and not even compete in these Olympics. And that's been a story all summer in Philadelphia, on Philadelphia Sports Radio, on the family station Odyssey. That's been a discussion up there as well, is was that decision the best from Joel Embiid? And was it selfish for him to go out and chase a gold medal, knowing that he has aspirations of bringing a championship to Philadelphia? He was just paid and signed $193 million extension. So, I mean, there has been a lot of criticism over Embiid and this injury as of recently. He didn't speak until earlier this week at all about, you know, him being injured and the time that he's missed so far. And he's very passionate. And he kind of, you know, to quote him, spoke on all the things in which he's done for the city of Philadelphia and how he has given his all when he's healthy, that he feels like he shouldn't be receiving the criticism that he's given. Me personally, I mean, you're an athlete. That's what comes along with the territory. There's going to be, you know, everyone's not going to, it's not going to always be roses and rainbows. There are going to be times when folks criticize, you know, what they feel like you have or have not done. So I think that the fact that we are now about 7 games into this NBA season and we haven't seen Embiid out there, and we just keep hearing he's ramping up, but there's been no set timetable on when he will return. I just think fans, reporters, people who love the game of basketball are starting to get frustrated, especially not knowing everything that's going on with Embiid and his health situation.
Yeah, folks, that is Terrell Thomas and spending time with him on the WaitForIt.com hotline this Sunday morning. And he is social. You always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452, bringing it home. Because you know what the Philadelphia 76ers are doing? They're looking up at our Atlanta Hawks in the standings. And that's pretty bad because the Hawks have only won 2 games. But too early to really let a judgment on this Atlanta team, because less than a week into the schedule, we got a big, long list of folks who are out with injuries.
Yeah, and that's been kind of weird so far as well. The injury bug, you know, has hit a few teams, and it seems like certainly two teams that I, you know, keep an eye on with the Sixers and the Hawks. But that is the true story with the Hawks, that they have a big matchup this evening, and we'll look to see how things roll. They'll be playing a team who also has had the injury bug hit them, but with the likes of Kobe Bufkin being out, DeAndre Hunter being out, and we'll see if Dyson Daniels makes a return to the lineup. Trae Young has pretty much been out there on the island as of recently, and he's had a very young cast out there, where you think of Zach being a rookie and still learning the game. And we've also just had a few two-way players that have had to actually come in from Skyhawks and give our guys some minutes out there. So the Hawks are, you know, they have lost a few in a row, about 4 games in a row. However, the injury bug has plagued them. So it's kind of hard to evaluate and actually see what we're going to get from this Hawks team so far, because they haven't been at full strength or had their full lineup out there.
You know, I've been waiting to find out what's going to happen with this New Orleans team this year. This is the year, you know, Zion came back losing all this weight. How you feel about them this year?
It's interesting because as we speak on the injury bug, they're one of the teams in the West that I said I really want to keep an eye on, especially because a familiar family member of ours with the Hawks, Dejounte Murray, is now there. Now, he hurt his game.
Yeah, he's hurt, though, I thought.
Recently.
Yeah, he's injured.
So he'll be gone for a while. So I also, similar to our Hawks and just mentioned in the Sixers, I don't know if we'll be – I think he'll be a very integral part when he is healthy in the development of Zion and Brandon Ingram. So I don't know if we'll see the Pelicans at their best until DJ does return to the lineups. But I'm impressed with what I've seen from them so far. Now, they haven't got out to any big leads or, you know, their season is pretty mediocre as of right now, about a 500 team. But I think they have what it takes to compete in the West. I don't look at them as being in that top tier, but I think they can creep into the playoffs and maybe scare somebody if they can get healthy and remain healthy.
Thoughts about the Hawks and their schedule this week, though? I mean, they got some challenges. They got some back-to-backs again, and that's tough when your team is healthy. You got these injuries. You're plugging people in, just trying to get some minutes out of them, and your schedule gets really challenging this week.
Yes, very challenging. As you mentioned, on the road tonight in New Orleans, then they'll fly back for a big matchup tomorrow night against the Celtics. There'll be another home game on Wednesday. So they they do have some tough sledding, as they say, ahead of them. It always baffles me, though, because, you know, I think folks will kind of count them off tonight. Folks will count them off against the Celtics, and then we'll be talking about next weekend how the Hawks are on a 2-3-game winning streak because they found a way to beat the Pelicans and the Celtics. They just always seem to somehow play up the talent, no matter who was out there on the court. Trae Young seems to embrace those moments and really shine. So they have a tough road ahead of them, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see the best out of the Hawks coming up somehow, some way.
What do you think about Zach Risacher? I mean, he's been kind of thrown into the fire and forced to grow up. That's something that could pay big dividends for this team going forward, though, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that the young guy's getting minutes. Now, his last performance, he kind of struggled. He was 1-for-9 recently. And I think some of that, too, is, as you mentioned, he's being forced to get out there. With Trae not really having a running mate, I think he was forcing a few shots and things. But that could be a great thing because he's learning now to really, like, what it takes to play in the NBA game. And he even mentioned recently, like, when he was over in France, he was the guy. He was the main guy. You know, he was the most athletic. And now he's in the NBA. He's realizing that, you know, even the 12th man on the bench, you know, is athletic and knows the game and can play the game well. So I think overall this will pay dividends for him. He got his first start recently on the road in Washington, and that was good to see. But I like the young guy a lot. I think he has a load of talent and potential, and I think these are just the growing pains that every rookie has to go through. But overall, for our Hawks and for his career, I think it's great that he's been thrown into the fire now.
Again, Terrell, how's Melo and Saylor doing?
Oh, they're doing wonderful. It's a big week for Say, getting out in the sports world, OTE being back in action since he was able to do that.
Okay.
Since he enjoyed a little Billie Eilish yesterday, so she's doing well. And Melo was right along with her at OTE, running up and down the courts and getting some shots up. So the kids are doing well.
Okay,
they're doing well.
You buried the lead. What were they? Because the conversation last week was what they going to be for Halloween. What were they for Halloween?
Well, Selah did. She ended up wanting to join the festivities. At first, she was kind of like, I'm not going to dress up this year. And she did dress up as Barbie. So it was a pink outfit, a pink cowboy hat and such. She looked really cute and mellow.
Well, that means she looked like Beyonce.
Yeah. she did go after her Beyonce look.
Yeah, that's what she did. She did a little Beyonce and Barbie. Go ahead.
And mellow, he went from wanting to be Beetlejuice to Harry Potter, so when we actually went to get the costume, we ended up coming out, and he was Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's an acquired tribute to Tim Burton.
That was cool. No, that was cool. That was cool. I was glad he decided to go with that outfit. He got a lot of compliments on that look, so that was cool.
All right, man. Well, listen, as always, we thank you for getting up, Terrell, and, you know, being a part of the show. But, you know, this is just the beginning of your season. It's Terrell season, right, Sam?
It is.
Yeah, he'll be back next
very
week.
Much.
All that stuff. Who you got tonight, Hawks at New Orleans? Is it going to be a chip?
I'm going to go with the home team, man. I'm going to go with the home team.
You mean New Orleans?
I need all the Atlanta teams to win today. Our home team.
Okay.
I'm crazy. I'm going to go with the Hawks tonight to somehow pull off a big win. Trae maybe have about a 40-point night.
Okay.
And, you know, on another note, I just needed the hometown Falcons to handle business today, too. So I'm going for Atlanta. It's an Atlanta day today.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Terrell Thomas, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
You too, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.